Come, sit by our fire, and let us share stories. Let me hear your tales of far-off lands, Wander, and I will tell you of my travels. Share your experience of the holy with me, worshipper, and I will tell you that of which I find divine. Come and stay, lover of leaving, for ours is no caravan of despair, but of hope. We would hear your stories of grief and sorrow as readily as those of joy and laughter, for there is a time and place and a hearing for all of the stories of this world. Stories are the breath and word of the spirit of life, that power that we name love. Come, for our fire is warm, and we have seats for all. Come, again and again. Come speak to me of what fills your heart, what engages your mind, what resides in your soul. Come, let us worship together.
I hope you all are comfortable. We really wanted to make this a sanctuary for you.
And to make this even better, I have a joke for you. Here it goes. A Buddhist, a Christian, and an agnostic walk into a coffee shop.
Hey there. Welcome to the shop. Have you visited before?
No.
Well, we're glad to have you. What brought you all here?
Oh, well, I was talking to my pastor who recommended it to me. He loves the tight-knit sense of community you've created.
Yeah, I walk by the shop almost every day, and it always seems to have a welcoming air to it. You know, I was really craving some coffee, and I figured I'd try a new place. Broaden my horizons a bit.
Absolutely. What can I get for you today?
I'll take a green tea and a breakfast omelet with no sausage, please.
I'd like to have a regular coffee and a bagel.
I guess I'll have the new latte and muffin.
Okay, we'll get those back out to you as soon as we can.
Thank you.
So will this be all together then?
No.
See, I told you split the check. They're obviously not together.
Sorry, why is it obvious that we're not together?
I mean, you're right. We've all barely met. But still, how do you know?
Well, I don't know. You just all come from such different backgrounds, and I just figured you didn't seem like much of a group. After all, what do you even have in common?
We come into this space, seeking a place of comfort, peace, and asylum. We come here to grow, a process only possible through our vulnerability and discomfort. In this sanctuary, we may just seem like a uniform group. But if you look deeper, through lie our beautiful differences. We're Unitarian Universalists, but we're also Christians, agnostics, atheists, Buddhists, omnists, pagans, secular humanists, and people of countless other identities. The reason it's hard to define Unitarian Universalism is that there is no defined way to be. There's no guiding text, no hard and fast rules on how to live. Unitarian Universalism provides its core seven principles, and though they unite us, by their interpretations, each individual becomes a world within themselves. We are left cautious and wary, tiptoeing around each other, and walking on eggshells. Still, we all pursue a place where we can break because our hearts are strong enough, a place where love is stronger than any disparity. We come to this place to find a deep breath, a restorative conversation, something that might heal and hold us for just a little while before continuing our busy, unique lives. In order to find this, though, we have to build that community which nourishes those deep breaths and restorative connections, that love which is stronger than disparity. We have to build that Unitarian Universalist community, which is bound to be filled to the brim with diverse beliefs, identities, and experiences, and practices. And we cannot do this by tiptoeing around each other. We have to be willing to face discomfort and hold it and grow from it. But how is this possible?
Today's offering goes to the No More Deaths organization, which is based in Tucson and works with its local Unitarian Universalist Church with the goal of preventing the death of migrants in the Arizona desert. They do so in two ways. One is by leaving humanitarian supplies such as food and water in the desert. The other is by documenting the abuses of border control, such as inhumane apprehension techniques and the destruction of the aforementioned supplies. If you'd like to know more about them, you can visit their website or YouTube channel. Thank you.
What do we have in common?
We just met. That's a common factor.
You're not wrong.
Well, I'm sure there's more to it than that. What about beliefs? I'm sure there's something common in there.
Well, I believe in the Eightfold Path and follow the teachings of Buddha, as everyone should.
Why would people follow Buddha? He's not even a god. And what even is the Eightfold Path? God's the answer.
I may not be sure about what I believe in, but I know there probably isn't a god, at least not one present in my life. The life I'm living right now is more important than what comes after. Why would anybody spend their time worrying about things out of their control, insignificant details?
See, nothing in common, but it's okay, you can just go your separate ways.
No, we're fine here. We're the ones worrying about insignificant details. Your entire life is insignificant without anything to believe in. I happen to believe in plenty of things. I just base my arguments and ideas off facts and logic. The world would be a better place if everyone just did that.
Whoa, whoa. Facts and logic aren't everything. How can you even hope for anything if you think we'll all just end up as warm food?
Well, at least I don't think that I'll be transported to the sky or come back as a bird. Am I the only reasonable person here?
How do you even know what your moral compass is? You believe in nothing.
How can you even talk about my moral compass? Look at her, she's probably homophobic.
Whoa, watch it.
You're Christian, right? You follow the Bible. You're bound to be based on what that nonsense says.
I don't have to live my life blindly following some scripture.
I don't either.
Well, I don't even need some book or list telling me how to live. I can figure that out myself.
Did I start something? I feel like I started something.
I think you did. Maybe we should take a break?
I think that's a good idea. I'm a little uncomfortable. You all are probably uncomfortable too.
Often people say that they love coming to a place with so many like-minded people. Though I understand what they're getting at, I also understand that they're not quite getting it right. I don't just want to be surrounded by people who think exactly like I do. I want to be in a beloved community that loves me and believes that I'm worthy of salvation, no matter what I believe. I want to be with people who value compassion, justice, love, and the truth, though they have different thoughts and opinions about all sorts of things. I want to be with independent-minded people of good heart. I want to be with people who have many names and no name at all for the divine. I want to be with people who see me in my goodness and dignity, who also see me in my foibles and failures, and who love me still. I want to be with people who feel their interconnectedness with all of existence and let it guide their footfalls on the earth. I want to be with people who see life as a paradox and who don't always rush to resolve it. I want to be with people who are willing to walk the tightrope that is life and will hold my hand as I walk mine. I want to be with people who let church call them to a different way of being in the world. I want to be with people who support, encourage, and even challenge each other to a higher and more ethical form of living. I want to be with people who agree to be honest, engaged, and kind, who strive to keep their promises and hold me to keep the promises that I make. I want to be with people who give themselves, who share their hearts, their minds, their gifts. In short, I want to be with people like you.
I need to put a stop to this. Guys, that's enough.
I think you guys have more in common than you think. You're just looking at the stereotypes.
I know I started this, but wow.
Let's look at this a bit more. You're a Christian, and that's awesome. Look at it this way. Jesus was totally a socialist, and he was an advocate for so many amazing things.
Yes, he was. Thank you.
The Buddha wanted to make people's lives better and understand the interconnected web that is life. You follow his teachings and try to be the best person you can.
Yeah, I try my best.
And you think it's better to focus on the now. You don't know what to believe, and you don't have to, but you still choose to live your life with kindness.
That's all that matters.
You all have different ways of getting to the same morals, such as treating everyone with kindness and respect and being a good person.
And that's okay. You guys are so similar within your differences. All you have to do is look past the surface.
You guys are still really different.
Because you're human. Your differences can cause each other to grow, to break boundaries and question each other.
You just have to do it in a healthy way. You can make each other uncomfortable and still make each other grow within that.
By listening and approaching uncomfortable territory with an open mind, maybe you'll begin to see some new perspectives you've never thought of before.
Now let's rewind and try that conversation from the beginning again. What do you guys even have in common?
Well, I believe in the Eightfold Path and follow the teachings of Buddha.
Huh? What exactly is the Eightfold Path? Never heard of it.
Well, the Eightfold Path is a guide of how to end suffering and how to live a right life. A lot of it's about treating each other with kindness and living with an intentional, mindful life.
That's so cool. Jesus went around teaching around the importance of kindness and compassion for others. While Christianity can be different interpretations for different people, I believe that how we treat each other is one of the most important lessons.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, I don't have any higher being to refer to. The Buddha and Jesus definitely knew what they were talking about. It sounds like just being a good person is pretty central to all of us. So tell me more about how you interpret Christianity.
It's not always going to be an agnostic Christian and a Buddhist in a coffee shop having these conversations. But I think just by listening to people a little more, we can go a much longer way.
Yeah, and I'm glad we were able to restart that conversation. I think it's about time we thought through our own beliefs so we can have a meaningful conversation too.
I think it's time we envision a sanctuary, a world with each other and all our differences coexisting and causing us to grow. What do you all think?
I invite you now into a time of meditation, reflection, prayer, whatever it is you like to call it. Take a couple deep breaths. Find comfort wherever you are, if you are able. Leslie Takahashi writes, "They teach us to read in black and white. Truth is this, the rest false. You are whole or broken. Who you love is acceptable or not. Life tells its truth in many hues. We are taught to think in either or, to believe the teachings of Jesus or Buddha, to believe in human potential or a power beyond a single will. I am broken or I am powerful." What a lonely world this is, being divided by such rigid binaries, when there is a wide expanse of different beliefs, insights, revelations, truths, colors, songs, beyond what we are bound by. But sometimes, when we have only been exposed to one or a few colors of the rainbow our whole lives, it is difficult to open ourselves up to see the rest of the colors. Imagine, though, a community where you don't simply blindly and kindly accept every new color you see, but rather you sit with the discomfort of its unique hue for a little while, its bright, maybe blinding intensity. You wrestle with how these unique colors, these new beliefs and other people's truths conflict with your own. But you don't shut them down. You don't defend your position so loudly the other person or people can't find space to speak. You don't intentionally walk away on what could be a refreshing and intriguing perspective. Through discomfort, through the struggle to see and accept different beliefs and ideas, there is room for growth. Growth in how you see the world, maybe a bit brighter, a bit more generous, full of more profound ideas. Growth in your own mind and heart. Growth in your community, your family, your sanctuary. Where is it that you feel at home? Where you feel you've been found in all your broken and beautiful pieces? And in this home, are the people that fill it the same in how they see the world? Or has this home opened itself up to, as Takahashi puts it, the rainbow world that is more gorgeous than monochrome? The river of identities that can ebb and flow over the static, stubborn rocks in its course. I invite you all now to ponder a question. If you wish, in a moment, you may anonymously write down your answer, which the youth will come around to the ends of the rows to collect here in a bit, and we will share them momentarily. What have the differences you've encountered in this sanctuary gifted you?
A wider world of opportunity.
A place to be vulnerable.
An open heart.
Comfort in times of hardship.
A loving community.
Greater understanding.
Acceptance.
Coexisting perspectives.
A home.
May whatever differences in beliefs, ideas, truths, or colors we have within our communities and homes foster growth in each of us and expand our vision of what a true sanctuary can be.
A more generous version of religious community.
Learning.
Ways to worship.
Support family.
Strong citation for the paradox we all alike, and our faithful community is important.
Questions.
Relating to different ages.
Giving.
Greater wisdom about life and the world.
More ideas of faith, spirituality, and life's meanings.
Humility and peace.
Acceptance.
An outlet for sharing my true self.
Protection.
An open mind and welcoming community.
Love and respect.
Social empathy.
A sense of welcome despite being a visitor.
Beautiful, caring people.
Acceptance.
A larger mind and soul.
A place where I feel like I can be myself.
Hope.
A place to grow in love.
Transparency.
A great big family.
New relationships.
Peace.
A place for mind and heart.
A necessary challenge to my own self-importance.
An open mind and heart.
Family.
Love.
Challenges peace.
To be open to other perspectives. There's my temple, believer, unbeliever, or wild one. You are welcome. We have no definition of who we are but human. We have no code but that of respect. We have no creed but that of equality. There's my temple, identity seeker, sinner, stateless or not. You are welcome. We have no constraints on the expression but space. We have no code but to listen to poetry. Between the silence and the surrender, there's my temple. Nature tripper, urban dweller, or saint. You are welcome. How shall we divide the world but by our breaths? We have no pope above us, no infallible bull. We have no judgment but in terms of harm. There's my temple. History maker, marginalized or unorganized, you are welcome. We have no covenant among us but the mutual assistance. We insist that on no assumptions and doubt moral facts. We are free to theorize with emotion and call it hope. There's my temple. Unbecoming, expert, robe or disrobe, you are welcome. We have no dwarves or giants. Goliath fell long ago. We have no seal on revelation. Tentative is truth. Lead by your desires and serve by your power. There's my temple. Funny, temperamental, shy, or wise, you are welcome. There is not one way of being human, not even Superman. We have no world but that which we together create. There is much wisdom in harmony as dissent.